Masechta Shabbos, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah halachas regarding the Kira oven. Mishnah over here describes a different type of oven, a tanur. The tanur oven was cone shaped. It was wider on the bottom and it got narrower on top, which retained the heat much better than the Kira, which was just a rectangle that the heat escaped from the top much easier. The tanner that was cone-shaped was hotter and therefore was more chamer. The halacha is much more strict with the tanner. Tanner shehisikuhu bekash bekvava, a tanner that was heated using fuel from kash, which is straw, or gvava, small chips of wood, and these things do not create coal, and therefore in the kira oven we were very lenient with them. However, the tanner that gets hotter, leyitein, you can't put the food, bein mitechei, not in the oven, bein mi'algaba, but not on top of the oven. You cannot put the food and leave it there on Shabbos, even if you, even though these things don't create a coal, but they may have small little embers that you may come to stoke, and we're more concerned in the tanner regarding these things. The Mishnah now gives a different oven, a kupach. A kupach was not cone-shaped, so it was similar to the Kira. However, it was smaller. It was a square, not a rectangle. And due to the fact that it was smaller, it kept the heat a little bit better than the Kira, but not as well as the tanner. So the kupach is a mid-heat oven, and in some ways is similar to the Kira, in some ways to the tanner. Kupach shehisikuhu bikash bikvava. If the kupach was fueled with the straw or the small wood chips, which are the lenient fuel that doesn't turn into coal, so then if you use this fuel, hareza ki kiraim, it's going to be treated exactly like the kiraim in the last Mishnah, that it will have leniencies, that that you're allowed to leave the food on the oven with these types of fuels because it doesn't make coal and we're not concerned that you're going to come to stoke anything. But if you use gefes ube'etzim, if you use the gefes, which is the pulp from the, after you squeeze the olives, the pulp was used for fuel and it burned and turned into a coal. Ube'etzim or large wood that burned and turned into charcoal that could be stoked later. So then we treated this more stringent, and then the kupach oven was hareu kitaner. It would be like the taner that you would not be able to leave any food on it, even if the coals were scraped out or covered with ash, still you wouldn't be able to leave the food. Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah discusses cooking not by using actual flame, but using something else that was heated up already by the flame or heated up by a different heat source. Ein neisnin be'a b'tzad mecham. A person can't put an egg next to a mecham, a kettle. This is a hot kettle that was heated up by the fire. And it's not on the fire now, but it's very hot from heat that was heated up by the fire. He can't put the egg next to it, b'shvil shetizgalgel, because it's going to get slightly cooked. And this is cooking with heat in the kettle that came originally from fire, and this is asur midaraisa. The Mishnah continues with the case that's asur midarabanan. V'olyafki ena b'sudarim, he shouldn't break open an egg onto a sudar, a cloth, a scarf, or a handkerchief, that this cloth was heated up by the sun. Here we're talking about heat that came from the sun and it heated up this cloth. You shouldn't crack an egg over it to cook the egg from this heated cloth. And over here it's only asur midrabbanan. Using heat that came from the sun is only asur midrabbanan, but that's also asur according to the Tanakhama in this Mishnah. However, Rabbi Yesi Mater, Rabbi Yesi permits cooking the egg on this sudar because here where the heat only came from the sun, he wasn't concerned with this. He held that this is not asur midrabbanan, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, he agreed, v'lo yatminena b'chol u'ba'avak drachim, he shouldn't bury it in sand or in the dirt on the side of the road that was heated up by the sun, b'shvil shetitzala, in order that the egg should get roasted from the heat, from the dirt or the sand, even though it came from the heat from the sun. Here he was more stringent, because these materials are closer to ashes, and he may come, if he'll bury it in these materials to cook it, he may come to bury it in ashes that that are still hot from a fire to cook the egg, and that would be asur midaraisa, because that's heat source that came from actual fire. And the ashes, to cook with the ashes, would be asur midaraisa. So since the dirt and the dust, the sand and the dirt are more similar to the ashes, here Rabbi Yossi agreed that there would be a gzeira because a person might come to actually cook the egg with the ashes.